A pediatric surgeon stands in her operating room, performing miracles. She gives deaf children the gift of hearing through cochlear implants. Same procedure, same technology, same precision. Yet some children flourish while others struggle. The difference isn't medical. It's something far more profound. The words waiting for them at home. This puzzle led to a discovery that would shake our understanding of human potential. That the language environment surrounding a child doesn't just teach vocabulary, it literally sculpts the brain itself. Every conversation, every story, every interaction during those first 3 years creates neural pathways that determine not just what children know, but how they think, learn, and navigate the world for the rest of their lives. Two psychologists refuse to accept that some children were simply destined to struggle. Betty Hart and Todd Risley spent 3 years following 42 families, recording every word spoken around their children. What emerged from 20,000 hours of analysis was staggering. By age 3, children from professional families had heard 30 million more words than children from low-income families. This wasn't just about vocabulary, though the gap there was stark too, with 1,116 words versus 525. It was about the very architecture of thinking. The difference isn't just quantity, it's quality. Children in language-rich homes heard 6 affirmations for every discouragement. In language-poor homes, that ratio flipped, 2 criticisms for every encouragement. One child learns you can, while another learns you can't. These early messages create the belief gap, the difference between children who approach challenges with confidence and those who've learned to doubt themselves. Anne Fernald's research revealed something more fundamental. This gap affects processing speed, how quickly children recognize words. When you're struggling to understand one word, you miss the next 3. Learning becomes exhausting rather than natural. The 30 million word gap isn't just about missing vocabulary, it's about missing the neural infrastructure that makes all future learning possible. Between birth and age 3, your baby's brain creates 700 to 1,000 neural connections every second. Every interaction literally builds brain architecture that lasts a lifetime. This plasticity window creates both opportunity and vulnerability. Babies born with cataracts who receive surgery before age 8 gain perfect vision. Wait until age 10, and despite anatomically normal eyes, the brain can no longer learn to see properly. The window closed. This applies to language, emotional regulation, spatial reasoning, and mathematical thinking. Miss the window, and catching up becomes exponentially harder. Early language builds the scaffolding for everything else: social skills, emotional intelligence, abstract thinking, problem solving. Intelligence isn't sealed at birth. It's constructed through thousands of daily interactions. When you narrate your day to your baby, "Now we're putting on your blue socks, one sock, two socks," you're activating neural networks that determine who they'll become. Consider mathematics. Babies are born with innate number sense, but language transforms this into mathematical thinking. Susan Levine found some children heard 4 math-related words during observation periods, while others heard 250, extrapolated to 1,500 versus 100,000 words yearly. Children who heard more math talk understood mathematical relationships better and approached problems differently. Complex neuroscience becomes actionable through 3 principles: tune in, talk more, take turns. These aren't rigid rules, but a framework transforming ordinary moments into brain-building opportunities. Tune in means following your child's lead. When they're fascinated by a bug, explore it together. Get on their level physically. Put down your phone. Notice what captures their attention. Before babies have words, they communicate through coos, gestures, and expressions. Becoming fluent in this pre-verbal language establishes the foundation for everything that follows. Talk more isn't just quantity, it's richness. Instead of "give me that," try "can you hand me the red ball?" Narrate actions: "I'm slicing these yellow bananas for your breakfast." As children grow, discuss yesterday's park visit or tomorrow's plans. This decontextualized language, talking about things not physically present, is crucial for academic success. Take Turns is the most powerful tea. Ask open-ended questions. What do you think will happen next? Wait for responses. This serve and return interaction builds language, problem solving, creativity, and confidence. Even with pre-verbal babies, pause after speaking, teaching the rhythm of conversation. The three T's extend far beyond vocabulary. Reading together isn't about finishing the book. It's about exploring it. Point to words, ask how do you think she feels, and let your child turn pages or read using pictures. This builds literacy, imagination, and emotional intelligence. Math is everywhere. Count toes during diaper changes, compare sizes, build towers, sort toys. Cooking offers measuring, timing, and dividing treats. The language you attach transforms activities into learning. Here's the catch. Math talk often bypasses girls. Daughters under 2 hear half the math talk their brothers do. By age 7, girls have internalized they're not math people, despite identical capability. When parents praise effort over ability, you worked hard instead of you're so smart, gender differences nearly disappear. Process-based praise builds persistence. Self-regulation develops through modeling. When you spill coffee, narrate, I'm frustrated, but it's okay, I'll clean it up. When giving directions, explain why. We hold hands because cars might not see you. This because thinking builds judgment, not just obedience. Research is clear. Children under 2 learn virtually nothing from screens. Even educational programs fail because they can't tune in, talk more, or take turns. A screen can't notice what fascinates your child, respond to their interests, or engage in genuine conversation. Patricia Kuhl's research shows babies learn language from live human interaction, not from video. Something irreplaceable exists in human presence: eye contact, responsive timing, warmth. This doesn't mean occasional TV makes you a bad parent. It means being honest about your technology diet. Checking your phone during meals or scrolling while your toddler plays aren't neutral moments. They're missed opportunities for connection. This affects our collective future. Nearly half of American children live in low-income homes where early language exposure is limited. We invest billions in preschool, but programs fight uphill battles because the foundation, those first 3 years, is already compromised. The solution is simpler than we think. Most parents already have the vocabulary needed. They just need to understand why it matters. The achievement gap begins invisibly in infancy. By kindergarten, it's obvious. By third grade, entrenched. James Heckman's research proves investing in early childhood returns $7 to $8 per dollar spent, compassionate and economically smart. Your words are building your child's brain right now. Every story, question, and explanation creates neural pathways that shape how your child thinks, learns, and lives. This isn't about perfection. You'll have exhausted days when screens become necessary. But in ordinary moments, changing diapers, making meals, walking to the car, you have the power to build your child's future. Talk to them, listen, follow their interests, ask questions, explain your thinking, praise effort, be present. Real change requires making early language a public health priority. Healthcare providers, childcare centers, and community organizations must understand and teach these principles. The 30 million word gap isn't destiny. It's a choice we can close. Words aren't just sounds. They're the building blocks of human potential. Start today. Your words matter more than you ever imagined.